I'm here with Juriel, Latrice, and Nikki from LOW, the New Orleans Queer Youth Theater, and I have crashed one of their rehearsals, I guess it's getting close to your performance of one of your final rehearsals, about a week or so.
Yes.
Final rehearsals for their new production, which is The Pursuit of Justice. Welcome to the show.
Hey!
Thanks for having us.
I'm very glad to have you here. Can you tell us a little bit about what LOW is?
LOW is, to me, is like a place where you are accepted at. Like, everyone accepts you in this place if you get to know them good enough. And it helps, like, youth people to become more active in things. Like, to actually, you know, follow your dream, whatever you want to do.
So what's your dream?
My dream is to become a poet. And I didn't really think about acting until now. Because it's like, it's all right. Until, you know, yeah.
So, Juriel, you were around for the first production. What was it called?
Beyond Acceptance.
Beyond Acceptance. And how did you get involved with LOW?
With Rachel. Rachel helped out. Well, she came to my school, and she was, like, passing out the flyers for auditions, and my intern teacher, she was like, I think this would do good with you. And I came, I checked it out. I did an audition. I did a little bit of poetry, see everything I'm about. And here I am today.
Did you do one of your own original pieces? Are you a poet yourself? Or?
Yes.
Nikki, what about you? How did you get involved with
that? I'm a part of VELA, which is an organization in New Orleans East. And Rachel Lee came out to outreach to us. And she told us to come out to share input as a person of color who isn't Black, to share our input as what it means to be queer in a Catholic neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I got involved.
So who participates in LOW?
Youth.
Youth, just, what's like, how is youth defined? Is there an age?
It's really no definition. Like, if you prefer yourself as a youth, you're a youth.
I'm going to say it like this. If you're queer and you're trying to express yourself and you're scared, this is the right place for you to come.
Mm. It teaches so many, it has so much communication skill building. Like, you have to talk to so many different people, meet different people.
So it sounds like there's a lot of opportunities for growth and learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For organizing as well. They teach you new terms and help us learn, like, solidarity-wise, mm-hmm. and help us find reasons to work together more.
Yeah, and to help other youth.
So what is the process been? So you come into, you finish the audition, and they say, we've accepted you. So then, because now I'm getting really curious about some of these other things that you're doing besides just building these performance productions. And so what is the process of, like, connecting the group, making it a cohesive unit?
Well, how it happened for me, I had went to audition and they just texted me and told me.
Can you clarify what you mean by cohesive?
Well, because you're working together in a collaborative manner, right?
Uh-huh.
So cohesive is like a unified, how is it that you're all supporting each other through these scared moments and things like that? How is it that the group comes together to know that they are there to support each other?
Well, we start off, like, to get where we are now for the pursuit of justice. We talk about our life stories and what we've been through, and it takes step by step. And, like, how we get to here, it's based off on what's going on in today's world. Like, the Freddie Gray situation, Trayvon Martin, like, all that, it hurts us. Because to say that we're Black African Americans, it affects us and some other people too. But what we're doing with this, it's like, it should touch a lot of people's heart and where it's coming from. And it's coming from youth instead of, like, adults saying this is what should happen. This is coming from the people that's normally getting hurt around our ages.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about what the process was like co-creating The Pursuit of Justice. Because it was written by the youth that are participating.
The Pursuit of Justice was It's more of our personal stories. Like, in the beginning, we had humble beginnings of we sharing who we are, mm-hmm. our identities, and what we identify as. And slowly, none of us noticed it, but our stories that we were sharing, it established the pursuit of justice. Like, we were just sharing our personal lives. And next thing you know, we found out that we can make a play out of our personal stories and our struggles.
So how did they go from your raw story to a performance piece?
I think it was hidden talents. Like, we all, like, for me, I didn't know I could act. Like, I knew I did a lot of dramatic things, but I didn't think about acting. So it's like hidden talents. Like, that's how I think.
Is there a script, or is it?
It's a script.
Ooh, that's what I'm saying. How did your stories become a script?
All right. It's like we had homework, tons of it.
Okay.
Like, we had to turn in pictures of what.
Girl, I improv
what
almost.
What these pictures mean. We had to write something. What we had to write?
Oh, yeah. In the beginning, you were given options to write about something. Mm-hmm. And then after those topics, we shared all of our topics we wrote for. Then after, the next one would be, we write a continued piece off of someone's out story.
Yeah. See, and then after that, it's like, we put it all together. We just put everything on the poster board. And we pick three of them each. And whatever one that really stand out to us, we pick that one piece. And from all us, we could see we really had some strong, powerful things. And then all this just came down on us.
So is the Pursuit of Justice, is that just going to be performed here in New Orleans? Or is there plans to take it on the road?
I hope we take it on the road. Like, we don't really know what that's going to be. Because if people really, really, really like this, because I like this, it probably do get on the road somewhere, but for now, we only know it's going to be out here.
What is the justice that you're pursuing? Right?
The justice, we want people to watch the play to see what justice we want as people of color, as youth, as LGBTQ youth. Mm-hmm. So the justice in it would be like for us to be treated better, mm-hmm. to validate those feelings and to acknowledge that LGBTQ people are being picked on, and to add along with the fact that being a person of color that's also LGBTQ, have they need more justice and more accommodations and more help.
Yeah, because like the youth really have fears. Like, I have buku fears just with society judging me. Like, I have buku fears of,
and police.
Oh yes, I'm scared.
And being stop bound.
They'll be like, oh, we saw three black men and all of a sudden think I'm a man.
And it's three women.
Me. Yeah.
So there are themes of, I heard you speaking of kind of police violence against your community. What other topics are also touched upon in the Pursuit of Justice?
Privilege, specifically white privilege, and in a sense being cisgender, the privilege of being cisgender, the privilege of being rich, and the privilege of, what was the other one? And the privilege of being in a well mental state of mind. So there's multiple things.
We have like religious conflict in it.
Yes.
That's gonna hit a lot of people. And there's a lot of religious content in it. You gotta come, you must come. OMG, like for real. Like, you're gonna miss a lot. And they have like being discriminated, like they have discrimination in it. It's like, it's gonna hit, it's gonna make you cry, it's gonna make you laugh, because me, of course, I'm funny, I think.
Oh, another theme is reproductive, I guess, in a way, safe sex. We teach about.
Yes.
Yes!
Condoms and safe sex for LGBTQ people along with straights.
Keep it wrapped up.
Scrap pipe. Protection piece.
You're gonna snap back. Look, I'm telling you.
Well, so one thing I want to go back to is, what is your experience being a young person in New Orleans with the NOPD?
To me, NOPD, they're like, I ain't gonna say I'm judging, but to me, the ones with the badges, I feel like they nerds, and they used to get bullied in school, and behind the badge, they think they all that. People are losing so many family members that is crazy. What we need them for? Because they're really not helping us out here. Crime's gonna happen every day. Killing's gonna happen every day. But y'all keep talking about y'all need recruitments. But what y'all doing? Y'all not recruiting? Who y'all recruiting? Y'all need to recruit the ones that really wanna be there. Y'all getting rid of the ones that's really want to help this city, not be against this city.
Everyone have a stereotype. So since it's stereotypes, they gonna take them stereotypes and really like put it on against everybody. So it's like, this discriminating on how you look. They don't even have to see if you did something or not. As long as you look like you did something.
If you don't live in the tourist section of New Orleans, they don't care to come for you. Like, speaking as a Vietnamese American living in the, like, Mishoot of New Orleans, mm-hmm. we can call the cops and they will take over an hour to come rescue us. They, if they see us, they assume that we don't speak English as it is too, so they don't help us right away, and it's just terrible. Mm-hmm. Cops are just, what you here for?
I don't even know why they're here either, because, like, as I can see, you can kill somebody and get away with it so quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a whole alert that somebody out you, and they still can't find that person. Like, how you can't find that person? Like, they really not hard up looking for anybody.
And the worst thing about it is the cops sometimes aren't even from here to understand the struggle or why we... I'm not just asking for justification, but the cops don't understand why New Orleans folks, as like citizens, we do what we do. It's like, you're not from here to understand the struggle, and you're here trying to tell us how to live or watch over us or be our, like...
Do you have a lot of run-ins with the police or a lot of experience?
See, me... Personally, I be on Canal 24/7 because I gotta get that way to go to school. Mm-hmm. And police stop me for anything. Like, I just recently went to court. And when I went there, they didn't have no file of me getting pulled over or nothing. And I'm like, they just want to stop me just to mess with me and see if I was a boy or girl. Dude, what you trying to do? And then what I think police worry about the most is people doing what they do on Canal, selling drugs, That's not important. Killings, murders, that's what's important. I need to worry about who killing people. Not simple stuff like, oh, possession of marijuana. That's really not important at all. Like, the murders that just happened. Did y'all catch the people yet?
No, they haven't. I'm like, I already know the police gonna come for me one day. I'm already ready for it. I'm just sitting here ready for it. And they gonna feel stupid because it's like they ain't gonna find nothing on me.
Come for you? Do you mean like come and try to?
I think I'm gonna die from a hate crime. That's my worst fear. Dying from a hate crime. I don't care who it's from. It can be a civilian. It can be the police. Somebody. I'm gonna die from a hate crime. That's what my fear is.
But the worst thing about it is cops are making us feel more safe at all, and that's their job.
So they're more of a threat than. So Latrice, I have to ask you. More a little bit more about this fear that you just said. So do you have any idea where it comes from, this fear of being murdered by someone because of their hate?
Because like it's in our community, like we already see that people dying just because of how they look. Like, so it's
when
like,
you're talking, when you say our community, do you mean the queer community or yeah, the black community or the black queer community?
The LGBTQ colored community. Mm-hmm. It don't even matter if you black or anything. It's like all colored people. Like, that's what's going on. That's how I feel, like, we did something wrong.
People is against LGBTQ.
Yes.
But you gotta understand, we have good personalities. You gotta remember, we all human. We just feel different. We're different from straight. We different from mostly all y'all. But one day, y'all gonna experience what we felt like when y'all wanna come on to this side. How you think we're going to feel? We're going to feel accepting by accepting you into this community.
Yeah, I forgot it was becoming a trend. It is right. Becoming a trend.
It's not that it's becoming a trend, but it's now that more people are out, they feel more safe to be out. So being out in New Orleans is like it's like saying that you're courageous and you're willing to be free while not being afraid. Like the people who are facing internalized.
I just don't see how it's different though. Like, because it's like as if you're saying like somebody who eat pizza and someone who don't like pizza, like is that person who don't like pizza hated on for not liking pizza? Like you judge us.
But I think it's also like
Jesus.
Yeah.
I guess it's like speaking from the queer / gay perspective, I guess it could also be like the idea that they hate femininity. Like, especially for me, if I'm out on the streets or like taking the Rita somewhere. And like as a gender fluid person, like as a femme person, it's obvious that I'm gay because of the way I talk and walk and my expression, then I would be picked on like nothing, as opposed to like the masculine gay people that can walk the street while being picked on, or masculine figures. So in a sense, it could be like misogyny.
Don't ever wear rainbow.
You better make sure it's your socks or your drawers.
But yes, cops there are terrible. They profile for nothing. Like, I was at Jazz Fest with my friends, and I'm always like the only Asian with my friends because I go to McMaine. And like, when I tell you, the cops took all of our tickets and thought we bought it from somebody. And I asked him, why did you pull over my friend? And he didn't say nothing. And he was the only black person. The rest of us, some of us were Latino, and I was the only Asian. And he thought my black friend was selling us tickets because he was passing out to us. And all he said was, oh, I'm sorry. I just thought y'all were tourists. So it's like, are you seriously profiling in front of all of us? Like, and they don't even acknowledge that they're profiling or targeting innocent people.
Judging.
So to bring it back to Loud, for future youth that want to participate in Loud, how would they find y'all?
If you want to find us, go to www.loudnola.org.
The Pursuit of Justice, when is the performance?
May 15th through the 17th.
What time?
4 a.m.
And the location?
Miss City Theater, 3540 Tula Street.
You can't even say that word, though.
For real.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to leave us with before I release you back to rehearsal?
Let me tell you one thing. $10 for youth, $20 for adults, but no one is turned away for lack of funds.
Also, there's bundle deals. If you buy five tickets for $40, as long as you have three youth, and for future reference to the youth who's going to hear this, or like sponsors of GSH, to like encourage youth and to come out and like talk, you know, even if you don't want to audition, you know, we can be here to be your friend, your second family, and
help us. It's helping us expand, and I think it's for a really good cause. Just listen to the words, the Pursuit of Justice.
Because, you know, we're having open discussions after, and you can explain and share your story of what it means to be queer, LGBTQ in the community. And yeah, we want to make sure we make a space that's inclusive to everybody, not just people who are fortunate enough to have money to come out. So yeah, if you don't have money, just still come out.
You can come talk to me.
Go and support Loud New Orleans Queer Youth Theater. Their second production, The Pursuit of Justice, which is going to be at the Mid-City Theater May 15th, 16th, and 17th at 8 p.m. Mid-City Theater is at 3540 Toulouse Street. Thank y'all so much.
Have a gay day, y'all. Bye. Gay, I mean happy.